Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I want to start in the most obvious of places by asking you just how boss are Liverpool right now?
At the moment, mate, we're frightening. It's scary how good we are. Not only are we timing the return of certain players to come back from injury at the right time, I think the likes of McAllister's come back, and you sometimes worry about form when you come back from a bit of an injury, and a number of weeks on the sideline, come back looking like he's in the form of his life as well at the moment. There was always purpose to this season. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of talk about how difficult last season was for us and how do we turn our fortunes around, and the lads have kind of went at it one game at a time. But look at our record. We've only lost one game all season, and any level-headed football fan first will even accept that, you know, we was cheated out of at least a draw in that game. Yeah. But we have started to turn up the pressure cooker. We are now dispatching teams. And the most impressive thing is, I think, you know, we mentioned it on our instant match reaction on the weekend, was, you know, Liverpool a lot of times this season have played in moments, 20 minutes here and there, and we've been able to, you know, contain teams. Second half, we've performed a lot better, but there have been 20-minute, 30-minute spells where we've really just been too much to handle for sides. Yeah. Last two games, mate, they've been the most complete performances that we've played all season by far.
Yeah, it's interesting that I touched on that complete performance angle in my own match reaction a moment ago upstairs, because I've been saying it a lot actually, because the beauty of what we've been seeing for this Liverpool side is that I don't think it's been at full tilt that's filled me with loads and loads of confidence, because if it's not a full tilt and we're still finding ways to win games, what happens when it is a full tilt? And I think we might have just seen it, because that was just a complete rout. We were so much better than Chelsea, like 4-1 scoreline. Yeah, they'll look at a couple of moments in the game and think, well, what about that, but that flattered them. 4-1 flattered them. Because it could have been more. Darwin Nunez hit the post four times, including the penalty. We were just ruthless, relentless. It was epitomised by a few. It was epitomised by Jota, McAllister, Diaz, obviously Conor Bradley as well. But I think 1-11, including the subs, and the subs have come on as well. Like, I've been saying this in recent weeks, the fact that we have got this bench strength all of a sudden forming, I said earlier on, there's Thiago, there's Stefan Bocetic, we've got Trent and Robbo coming on to the game, and Cody Gakpo. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But tonight, for me, I want to get your take on it. And it just, again, another thing that's kind of popped into my head whilst I was talking upstairs a minute ago. Like, it had little elements of all the best bits of Jurgen Klopp's teams during his time at Liverpool, because it had that heavy metal style. It had that high pressing where we win the ball back in seconds, because at times Chelsea could knock it out of the half, they couldn't get out of their defensive third. They couldn't string a pass together, because we were just on them all the time. So that was incredible. But also it had all the guile and all the quality and all the incision, all the technicians of like this new Jurgen Klopp side now. So it's just a little blend, a little combination, a hybrid of all the different brilliant things we've seen from Klopp's Liverpools.
No, certainly hasn't. You know, I've said it for a number of weeks on multiple different shows that I've done. You know, getting through Christmas was not my concern, really. I know there's a lot of fixtures over the Christmas period, but it was never really my concern. It was the players getting to the back end of January and being in a healthy position, and, you know, we're in the healthiest position we possibly can. We're 5 points clear at the top of the league at the moment. We've got a healthy goal difference, and I always said, look, those lads are going to, if they get to that point, they'll be able to turn around to each other. The lads that have done it before, the lads that have been there before and won major honours with us will look at each other and say, right, lads, you know, there's a stretch of games now where if we can really put the levels to it for the next run of games, we could be looking at the last 5 to 8 games definitely in a title race, mm-hmm. definitely in with it being at least in our hands. And that was before the added incentive of the Jürgen Klopp situation. So that conversation's happened even earlier now, mm-hmm. because Jürgen said his piece, you know, it's broke the internet for all intents and purposes, and the lads now have got to go into their individual group chats, they've got to go into their own little huddles and say, right, boys, not only did we think we could do it because we've actually put the work together and we've got the body of work to prove we're capable of mm-hmm. being title contenders, but now we have the extra impetus of Jürgen Klopp's situation. And to your point there, when you've just mentioned everything about the style and the way in which we've not necessarily approached the game, but the way we executed,
yeah.
it's one thing to say we'll try these things as an approach. Mm-hmm. The only drawback that I would say tonight, and again, if we're going to nitpick anything, was set pieces, but we didn't need them. We didn't need quality from set pieces because there was quality in absolutely every other department for us tonight. But yeah, that's that execution of what you said, the heavy metal, it was timed to perfection. The high press, the energy was timed to perfection. The anticipation, we've got players now, McAllister, his reading of everything and anticipating things mm-hmm. has been excellent yeah. since he's come back. Conor Bradley, it's one of his qualities that he's exceptional at already. Mm-hmm. And you know, even in this short period of time, that's what he's proven as a real strength to his game. But the forward line today as well, they was on it. They looked like they all had a bit between the teeth. And it's become, this season was already, not necessarily a slow burner, but it was bubbling nicely. And as Liverpool fans, we didn't really want to get lost in the fanfare of, you know, the trophies, what we're chasing down one game at a time. All of those caveats can be attached to it. And now it's like, it's got to be special. Something special feels like it's brewing because of the special set of circumstances that we find ourselves in. So Liverpool are in fantastic form at the moment. And we are the informed team of the league. We are the toughest team to beat. And I think whether it's home or away, wherever we go for the rest of the season, we're the villains. And I don't mind that we are going to be the villains. And every villain in their own little head starts off as the hero. And we've seen hero Liverpool, do you know what I mean? We've seen it at the underdog story. We've seen it at the top of the mountain, getting ourselves there and it feeling like just rewards for the hard graft that's gone into it. Mm-hmm. I want to be the bad guy right now. I want to upset everybody for the rest of the season, apart from Liverpool fans.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
But yeah, just on that, it's interesting because obviously we've seen Arsenal get their 3 points this week. We've seen Man City likewise, you know, albeit I think we're expecting 3 points for both. Do you think either of them, sets of fans or the players or the manager, whoever, will be suddenly looking at Liverpool now? Is it Liverpool have kind of been, under the radar. I think it's fair to say it's only really in the last few weeks.
We broke the radar.
Everyone started to look and go, hang on a minute, like they might be the business, they might be the real deal. I think performances like tonight, because most would have watched that because it kicked off late and everything else.
Yeah.
So a lot of players, a lot of fans, etc., etc., will have flicked over and seen. That's the type of performance now where people have to take you seriously.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I said it to you in the build-up, I said, today's an opportunity to make a statement because we haven't, Chelsea have been our Achilles heel. Chelsea have nullified, you know, our qualities,
yes,
and kind of been our kryptonite to an extent where, you know, you've got the powers and you can flex it, mm-hmm, but they put that blue shirt on the pitch and it seems to just fade away in Liverpool in recent seasons gone by. Tonight, it was an opportunity to really lay down a marker against the, you know what? Arsenal beat Forest, should be beating Forest.
Yeah, exactly.
Difficult place to go. They haven't got a great record there since they come up, but they should be beating Forest. They're trying to go for the title. Beat Forest,
mm-hmm,
Burnley, City against the Burnley. It's a mismatch, a complete mismatch. Yeah. You know, they're 3 points that you're banking on, so Liverpool can't afford to slip up. So, mm-hmm, if Liverpool just win this 1-0, it's all right. Yeah, business as usual. Mm-hmm. You know, business resumes. But to go out there and absolutely, City struggled against Chelsea this year. Arsenal struggled against Chelsea this year.
Yeah.
We have absolutely just dismantled Chelsea like they were the kids. Like, that was the academy. And that is a billion-pound squad that just rocked up to Anfield and just looked like it could have been playing for the Empower Cup or something, because they was awful. A £200 million pivot has just been bopped off the park by an academy Curtis Jones and a £35 million McAllister from Brighton.
Mm.
Like, there's levels to this shit, and that's not just because you can turn around and say, all right, we're going to splash money at it. That's because you've got the right coaches, backroom staff, and players available to make that happen. That's not a fluke. That is hard work and actual training to the level and the standards that you need to drive a side on. And to be honest with you, it's night and day between the likes of Liverpool and Chelsea at the moment. And I said, that performance needs to be emulated in the cup final. I don't want a nervy cup final. We know we've got the confidence to absolutely volley those lads all over the pitch. And a player like Nunes now should be thinking, I'm going away on the final with a hat-trick ball, do you know what I mean? Because I'm going to be in for chances. Mate, we could talk for an hour about all the good things that happened at Liverpool side. And I know we have to be concise to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But Liverpool should take a lot away from that in terms of momentum that it'll give us. It should give us the confidence and the belief that whatever comes our way, whatever visitors come to Anfield for the rest of the season now, they're gonna dread playing the Reds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, are, mate. Yeah, and as you say there, like the strength and depth that we're suddenly gathering and the momentum that we're gathering as well on the way is frightening, because all of a sudden, picking up these boss results and putting in these types of performances that make people sit up and go, hang on, these look the real deal. And we're adding our best players back into the mix as we go. It's ridiculous.
But Liverpool, we're looking the real deal and now they're breathing down our necks.
Mm.
This is a Liverpool looking the real deal and they're looking to extend.
Yes.
And that's the real danger for the other sides. Obviously, we're going to lap it up and we're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
But to be in this position where, all right, yeah, we've been in second and third gear for the most of the season, but we've still got another three gears, four, five and six that we need to kick into. And there are only a handful of teams that on paper should really test us to the nth degree.
Yeah.
But on the pitch, the lads are going to find they're going to use absolutely everything and give absolutely everything. And again, it's another performance where you think, they you know, listening to shows that we've done over the years, when you're winning, you don't get tired.
No.
Conor Bradley will come off there tonight and the scientists will be looking at it and thinking, all right, well, we need to manage his minutes. He maybe shouldn't start the Arsenal game. Maybe that's where Trent comes back in. And he was always pigeonholed for Trent to come back in for that game.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll be looking at that thinking, yeah, I can go again. He'll be turning up to training tomorrow to be like, Klopp, no, if you want to throw Trent in midfield, just do it because I'm game. And like, that's what you want. You don't want players coming away from these games feeling exhausted, like, wow, that was a slog, like we made it through. And you look up and think, oh, we've got to play again on Sunday. Arsenal have got an extra day's rest on us. No, these lads would play again tomorrow.
Yeah.
3 p.m. kickoff tomorrow. If someone scheduled it in now, they'd play and he'd be up for it. And that's what we need to continue now. That's the level and the energy that Liverpool at the minute you can't shake them. They're unshakable when they're in this mold, and that comes down to, again, a phrase coined by Jürgen Klopp: they are mentality monsters. Yeah. It is there through and through. The evidence is there, the performances are there, the stats are backing it up, the defensive record's backing it up, and the players are playing to a world class level all over again. Right now, they're the best team in the country. I wouldn't even say it's a country mile, because City are excellent, and City will always be the barometer. But this Liverpool seems as good as anything that City have ever put out so far this season, and if not better.
No, absolutely it is. Yeah, I think tonight was just pure evidence of that, like I say. And I've been, you know, not sceptical. I've been quite happy with the ride, essentially, in terms of us winning games and finding ways to do so. But at no point have I ever sat there and truly thought, that looks like a side that wins the Premier League. But tonight was just that. It just absolutely was that and more, quite frankly. It was incredible.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.